From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. New York State of Politics reports that the state budget is almost 2 weeks late now, and virtually no one knows what will be in the budget when it is finally revealed. Blair Horner of the New York Public Interest Research Group said this week, and I quote, "Secrecy in Albany is like gravity. It's one of those immutable laws of science and political physics," end quote. Governor Kathy Hochul's efforts to change the 2019 bail reform law we know is holding up the budget negotiations, but the public does not know much more than that. Interviewed on WGXC April 12th, Ulster County Assembly Member Sarah Hannah Strusta said there is little information available about how bail reform might change.
Well, you know, there are a number of things being discussed, and the nature of the process is actually what's being discussed can even change day to day. You know, those are things that only people in the room really know. But what we know on the outside is that all of the concerns that people have around how the law is being implemented statewide can be addressed without necessarily changing the law. You know, I think that if, and you know, actually some legislators carry some bills that are related to the 2019 bail reform that we did, and it would have been more ideal to go through the legislative process than to ram this through the budget process. So the concern here is that we are ramming this through the budget process, and what's going to come out is eventually, no matter what it is, it's going to come out to a change in the law that puts more innocent people in jail.
Horner agrees that almost anything could come out of the budget negotiations that are largely between the governor and the heads of the state Senate and Assembly. Horner said, and I quote, "The way that New York budgets play out, because they're in secret, is that things can get cooked up that no one knew was coming and were not adequately publicly vetted. But by the time the public finds out, the trains have already left the station," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Nancy Kern reports in Columbia Green Media that 43 Columbia County bridges received a poor rating in the Department of Transportation's 2022 New York State Highway Bridge data. That is 17% of the county's 242 bridges, much worse than the 9.2% of bridges statewide rated as poor. Currently, Columbia County is working on the Valley View Bridge in Copaig and in the design phase on the 124-year-old Stuyvesant Falls Bridge in Stuyvesant, a new stall bridge which crosses the Rolf Jansen Kill between Claremont and Livingston and was closed last year because of its deteriorating condition, the Rossman Road Bridge in Stockport, and the Mill Hill Bridge in Gallatin. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro said on April 12th that he would oppose any attempts by Congress to link passage of a debt ceiling increase or the federal budget to changes to Social Security or Medicare. He promised to vote against reducing benefits for those receiving them or now paying into the federal system. Molinaro said, and I quote, Under no circumstance will I vote for a debt ceiling limit or budget that diminishes Medicare or Social Security for senior citizens and those in the system today. Under no circumstance. There is a way by expanding economic growth, getting people back into the workplace. There is a way to both not only secure Medicare and Social Security services, but expand its benefit to those in future generations, and that is critically important, end quote. Molinaro lives in Dutchess County out of the 19th Congressional District, which he represents in Congress. He was speaking April 12th at the Diamond Mills Hotel for the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce monthly breakfast meeting. Molinaro said he's been working with Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents Molinaro's Dutchess County, and the rest of the 18th Congressional District. Molinaro and Ryan worked together on a bill reestablishing the Small Business Pipeline Act and to secure funding for the redevelopment of the former Tech City site in the town of Ulster. Molinaro said, and I quote, We as a nation are in a very dangerous place, and that place is where we lack the tolerance to accept different views and opinions, and we lack the willingness to come together to confront those things that challenge us. This feeling that we can only, should only talk to those with whom we agree isn't healthy. End quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Jamal Cutler reports in Columbia Green Media that new Lebanon officials are considering making their downtown more walkable, slowing downtown traffic on Route 20 and Route 22, and making the area more pedestrian-friendly and safer for bicycle riders. Town Supervisor Trista Hodling is looking for federal funding to pay for improvements in 2027. Hodling said, and I quote, "Right now we are in a public input session where we hear from the public on what that means to them. There are many different options, such as bike paths on both sides, a multi-use path on one side, sidewalks on both sides, crosswalks, etc. We will take the information from the public input session and create a few different possibilities to present back to the public, then to see what the community wants," end quote. School children waiting for buses in the area will be taken into account in the plans. Town officials will attempt to survey residents about what they want. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button. To become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.